I think that art is a really important means of expression for people who may not normally have a voice. And I feel that art is an incredible vehicle for change. And it's also a great way of spurring debate, because it feels less aggressive in a way when people utilize the arts to say what they want to say. I feel that that spurs more of a dialogue, and at the same time, it really engages people and creates community.
Clay Rose, our listeners will be more familiar with you as your involvement with the Gasoline Lollipops, but why are you dipping your toe into this political realm? I mean, what are your thoughts on this intersection between the arts, music, and the political life?
Well, since the Renaissance period, really, the musicians were the ones that carried the news around. And they'd carry the news of who were the kings and what were the wars that were on and what were the wars being fought about. And that tradition's been carried on. And it's taken on a new responsibility, I think, in the 60s with the folk movement. Bob Dylan and all of them really took it to another level. And we're talking more about the injustices that were happening and giving a call to action. And since then, I don't necessarily think it's every artist or musician's responsibility. We first and foremost have a responsibility to our heart and our creative drive. But I have a child, and so the future of this planet is a passion of mine, and I do have a responsibility to that. So being a troubadour that I am, and living in the times that we're living in, I can't help but notice injustices and the need for change. So that's what I sing about.
Well, in the most recent political reality that we're in, has your music been impacted, or how have you seen your music change maybe with what's happening currently politically?
Well, it's interesting because when Bush was in office, I've grown a lot as a person and an artist, but when Bush was first in office, I was very angry, and my music was very political, and it was very polarizing. And I think in a sense I spent a lot of time preaching to the choir. And so this time around, I'm trying to be a little bit more accessible. Leonard Cohen is one of my heroes. I named my son after him, and he comes at you from a human place, and he connects with you on a human place, and he talks about universal human challenges that we're having, and he puts himself alongside of you and walks with you through these challenges. So for me to look at, you know, someone like Trump as the enemy and something to be fought against, I don't know that is really productive in the long run. I need to identify with those characteristics that are in him and identify them in myself, and so that I put myself in the trenches with the people who need the help, you know, and point out these human flaws that we have, that we all have as a human race, and try to heal them.
Well, Keisha, what are your thoughts on that? That, you know, often, particularly if we talk about music, sometimes it seems that artists are taking a very specific political perspective, but as Clay was saying, he's actually trying to move beyond that and get away from the divisiveness that we're seeing playing out in society. I mean, what role does art play in maybe bridging some of those divides?
Personally, as a curator, I try not to focus on conflict, but focus on maybe bringing a voice to people who have not had as much of a voice or who haven't been in the forefront of the arts. So, for example, Vibrant Femmes is an initiative that I've started where I, rather than talking about the inequality that has occurred in the art world, I just try to raise women artists up, or, you know, non-binary artists up. I feel that when the discussion and when the art is about raising up humanity instead of pointing out things that we're angry about, I just feel that raises the level of the discussion, and hopefully it does. Hopefully it's a powerful means of communicating and at the same time brings awareness, but without, as you say, the divisiveness.
Well, there is this event that is happening on Saturday, June 2nd, and it is at Madelife in Boulder Clay. You're going to be participating, obviously, as a musician, yeah. But there are lots of other forms of artwork. There's theatre, there's dance, there's visual arts. I mean, what's going to be happening, Keisha? And then we'll talk more about Clay's participation.
Well, we have prayer flags that are being made. We've got dance. We've got theater. We tried to involve a number of people in the arts community in Boulder that had different ways of expressing themselves and different messages that they were trying to get across. And we want the public to come in and engage with the arts and also do some making on their own.
Clay, what's your role going to be on Saturday?
I'm going to be playing my original music, more of my political leaning and revolutionary leaning songs. And there will be dance accompanied. And the people who come are free to dance as well. It's my understanding that there's going to be quite a few different workshops going on. And the people who come and get involved will rotate from workshop station to workshop station. So there's also going to be a poetry workshop station, and I am totally open to playing some music to back anybody's poetry if they'd like to get up and read it.
Well, you have your guitar with you, so we'll certainly get you to play music in just a second. But June 2nd, I mean, the timing of this, it coincides obviously with the primary elections that we're going to see later in June. We have had so much discussion about what will happen in the upcoming November elections. We have to get through the primaries first. I mean, why do you think people should be paying attention to the primaries, Clay?
Well, that's what decides who we get to choose from in November, right? And it's sort of like, we gotta start being a little bit more forward thinking and preparing ourselves a little earlier. Like, once the dam is breaking, it's a little late to patch it, right? We got to inspect it for holes early. And I think that's what we're kind of doing here and getting our ducks in a row. And we have to be looking at what our possibilities are now, and we have some, but in November we might not.
And it's going to be such a different primary season now, because a lot more people can participate in the primaries due to that law change back in 2016. Are you hoping this particular event will inspire more engagement in the upcoming primaries?
I hope so, and I think that in Boulder it certainly will. In a lot of places, though, I feel like people are kind of, what's the word, desensitized at this point. You know what I mean? We've been under such a barrage of it's been really ridiculous, you know? And I think people have gotten desensitized and started to tune out and feel overwhelmed, like there's nothing they can do. And so the best they can do is just turn off the radio and turn off the TV and go back to their garden. And I think that going back to their garden and taking care of their family is a very important thing to do. But at the same time, it's not hopeless. It's not a lost cause. And while what's going on Capitol Hill might be beyond our reach directly, what we can do here locally is very, very possible and within our grasp, and it spreads from there.
Well, you have your guitar with us, so we'd be remiss if we didn't invite you to play one of the tunes. Can you play something that might be heard on Saturday if people go along?
Yeah, sure. This is a song. It's called Wake Me, and it has everything to do with what I was just talking about being desensitized and actually deeply needing and wanting someone to come and wake me up from this mad dream. Had a dream inside of the womb before the shocking lights of the delivery room. There was a world outside of my own where I was assured I'd never be alone. There was a song there was God, there was peace. There was a million people just like me. And then someone woke me. Then someone woke me. And I've been living in this world for a while. Seen many dreams, nightmares, and miles. But in all my travels, I never found any solid ground. Oh, there's a million people just like me, with a feeling like we're drowning at sea. There's bombs and there's earthquakes that shake me. I want someone wake me. Oh, oh, oh. I want someone wake me. Oh, oh. I've been living in this world outside of my own, where the sun and the God burn to the bone, where everyone feels crowded and alone, and our future is written in stone. People staring at me like I'm some kind of freak, because I don't agree. Why won't someone wake me? Oh, won't someone wake me?
Uh-huh. That's Clay Rose with the Gasoline Lollipops playing for us here in the KGNU studio. And that could be one of the songs that people will hear if they attend this event on Saturday, June 2nd. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. at Maidlife, which is on 21st Street in Boulder. And we'll put all of the information online at kgnu.org. Clay, before you sang, you said, you know, very often people, I think, are feeling overwhelmed by the current political discourse. And there's so much happening and there's so much being discussed all the time. Do you think this is a way to engage on a different level that doesn't maybe stimulate some of that adrenal system that we all seem to have burned out?
Absolutely, and that's why I'm most drawn to this event. Because, like I said, I used to be very political, and I was a punk rocker, and eventually I got tired of beating my head against a wall, you know, and that's what it really seemed like, and it seemed like I was just causing the divide to widen. And through art, it's the universal language. You know, you don't have to be a Democrat or a Republican or a Libertarian or anything to come to this event. It's about art, and it's about planting seeds of change. And the connection is about beauty and inspiration and love. And it's gentle. It's a gentle change, and it's a good change. So that's why I want to be a part of it.
Well, there will be some political candidates there. I know that Mark Williams, who is on the Democratic primary ballot for CD2, which is the seat currently held by Jared Polis, he'll be there. But are other candidates invited to this, Keisha? I mean, will this be kind of an open event for people of all political persuasions.
Absolutely. This event was Mark Williams' idea, and he approached us and asked if this was something we wanted to get involved in. It was very much a part of the Made Life mission, so we're 100% behind this event, and it is open to all political candidates, and they've been invited. And I think really importantly, this event is about discussion and education. And I think when people really understand what's going on, then they don't get caught up in kind of the more angry discourse. I think that education can really calm everybody's nervous system and create a fertile ground for making really smart decisions about our future and decisions that will positively affect our community in the years to come.
Well, Politics for the People, Arts Speak Truth to Power is happening on Saturday, June 2nd, 6 to 8 p.m. at Made Life, which is on 21st Street in Boulder. It's completely open to the public for all ages as well. And Clay Rose, frontman of the Gasoline Lollipops, will be one of the many artists who will be there. And also Keisha Benvenuto, who is one of the founders of Made Life, is also
I'm the curator there.
Yes. Of Made Life thank will you. Be there as well. We'll put information online at kgnu.org. Keisha and Clay, thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, it's been great.